Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Berthume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, our elementary school years are some of the most formative years of our lives, and our schools are where that influence is most often exercised. The Catholic education has the power to transform hearts at a young age through grade school and beyond. Joining us today in anticipation of Catholic Schools Week are Jan Fasano and Gail Stoffel of the Archdiocesan Office for the Mission of Catholic Education. Jan is the Associate Director of Catholic Schools Drexel Mission Schools Initiative, and Gail serves as the Associate Director of Catholic Schools Leadership. Both are joining us today to share about the ways that we can all support our Catholic schools and to share about the impact of a solid Catholic education. Jan and Gail, welcome to the program.
Hello, Patrick.
It's a pleasure to have you both on. Thank you so much. Gail, let's start with you. What is the Office for the Mission for Catholic Education?
That's great, Patrick. Patrick, it is such a pleasure to be with you today, and a happy new year to you. The Mission for Catholic Education, the office as part of the Mission for Catholic Education, is an offshoot of the Archbishop's desire for the Archdiocese to recommit to Catholic education coming out of bankruptcy. It began in 2016 under the direction of Archbishop Hebda, and at the time, our auxiliary bishop, Bishop Cousins, the Vicar for Catholic Education, who's now in Crookston, recently installed as a bishop there. And the goal of our office, both Archbishop Hebda and Bishop Cousins, saw that there are many ways that families approach the church for education. Catholic schools, of course, being primary among those, and also parish religious education. And both bishops thought it would be a gift to our local church if we worked in concert to support both our parish programs and our Catholic schools in the formation of youth. So if you look at our mission statement, our goal is to support those parish and school programs so that at the local level, whether it's in the parish or the school, we can cultivate and form missionary disciples that go out and transform the world. The majority of our work is with pastors and with school leaders to make sure that they're providing quality and excellence in Catholic education throughout the Archdiocese. We have 187 parishes, as you know, and so many of those parishes have parish religious education programs and also 90 Catholic schools. So Catholic education and the mission of Catholic education and the work of our office is certainly a priority for our local church.
Fantastic. It certainly is and should be as such. Jan, what is the Drexel Mission Schools Initiative?
Yeah, the Drexel Mission Schools in 2019, under the thoughtful work and direction of Archbishop Hebda, created the roadmap for excellence. And there's four priorities, and one priority is the Drexel Mission Schools Initiative. This initiative was created to really emphasize the need and a preferential option for the poor to help support schools and inspire academic excellence that cannot go through the normal tuition model funding. And so it's the collaboration of many generous donors and foundations working together with these schools to serve kids that are hot. The majority of the school is students of color that qualify for free and reduced lunch. And so the initiative is to really support these schools with a lot of the benefits and commitments that come with that, and to inspire the formation of the child, and not only academic excellence, but spiritual growth and community as well.
Right. Well, speaking of supporting the schools, now I'm confident that many of our listeners probably have some connection to Catholic schools. Like, they either attended Catholic schools themselves, perhaps their children did, or their grandchildren are or did. And there's a lot of that, I'm sure, amongst our listening audience. But why is it important? And Jan, I'll start with you on this one. Why is it important for someone to support Catholic schools, even if they have no particular relationship with a Catholic school like that? They've never attended a Catholic school. Perhaps they don't have children, or their children are beyond school age. Why do they still need to support Catholic schools?
Well, the beauty of our Catholic faith is that it's universal. And we have one mission, which is to direct souls to the heart of Christ and get everyone to heaven. And in doing so, in supporting the Catholic schools, you have a direct impact through prayer or financial support or donations or just even your time to really shape and form these kids during these formative years. And I think when a community comes together, a parish comes together, individuals families come together to say this is important because this transmits our faith in the most meaningful way for a lot of these families who may not ever have the opportunity to encounter the faith. And so I think it's of great importance because it's a high priority for not only Archbishop Hebda and our local church, but as we've seen in so many of the great publicities, like Catholic schools are knocking it out of the park. We're making a huge difference, not only academically, but spiritually as well in the formation of these young souls that we get to help form. So I think that's probably the most important, is that although you may not have a child in Catholic schools, but certainly the mission of our greater church, this is one avenue to do it meaningfully and successfully.
Yeah. Gail, do you want to jump in on that too? Why is it important for people to support Catholic schools?
I'd love to, Patrick. Yeah. How much time do you have? I'm pretty biased here, but I'm glad to know that my bias is supported by the research. If you look to the research on Catholic education over the last 50 years, there is solid educational research that our Catholic schools make a difference. And our students in our Catholic schools are the future of our church. They're the future of our communities. And they're the future leaders of the world. And if you look at Catholic schools, just some quick facts on Catholic schools. Students who graduate Catholic schools are more likely to be civically engaged. They're more likely to go to Mass. They are more likely to consider vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And there's so many statistics that go on and on and on. Sometimes they call this in their research the Catholic school effect. I really believe that Catholic education and Catholic schools are the greatest gift to our country over the last century. And if we look at the good work that's going on here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, our Catholic schools are growing. Our families see that there's something different. There's something transformational. There's something beautiful in our Catholic schools that's helping students to reach their full potential. And I think everyone, irregardless if they have a student in a Catholic school, if they're part of a parish that might not have a Catholic school, they can see the importance of forming our children with this mind to think critically and to be disciples, to be saints, to be scholars, and transform the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you've convinced me, although I was I didn't really stand in need of convincing anyway, but I love the phrase, Gail, that Catholic schools are the greatest gift to our country over the last 100 years. I think that's a one to take home and to ponder. Yeah, great. Gail, I'll start with you on this one then. So how do the faithful of the Archdiocese, how can they support Catholic schools? Of course, yes, we can and should send our kids there, but what are the other ways that we can support Catholic schools?
Yeah, you know, Patrick, I'm so glad that we're having this interview at this time of year. January is an important month for our Catholic schools in a few different ways, where this interview is happening during Catholic Schools Week, which is our national sort of highlight of Catholic schools. And there are so many celebrations that are going on in our Catholic schools this week. So if you have a school in your parish, I would encourage you to find out what activities are going on and try to join in those festivities to pray for our Catholic schools. Of course, it seems so simple, but yet it's so important. But there's also a few other things going on this time of year. One, we have School Choice Week, which is usually celebrated the second to last week of January. And that's a great time for us to remember that parents are the primary educators of their children. And we know that parents know best. And so as Catholic schools, we advocate for parental choice in education, for the educational options for parents. So we celebrate that in our Catholic schools, and we encourage people to get involved and learn more about parental choice and education. They can do that by reaching out to Minnesota Catholic Conference. They do a great job in helping advocate for school choice at the state level. And then we also are in re-enrollment season, and it's been very good news for our Catholic schools over these last 2 years in the pandemic, Patrick. We have seen an increase in enrollment both of these past 2 years since the pandemic. So if it's a young family or a family who's saying, you know, it might be time for us to consider what's happening in a Catholic school, now is a great time for them to consider making making that choice and finding a local Catholic school and maybe going on a tour and learning more about what that Catholic school can offer for their family.
Mm. Yeah, great suggestions all, Gail. How about you, Yen? Any other suggestions about how people can support Catholic schools here in the local church?
Yeah, Gail obviously emphasized the importance and the transformational power of prayer, as we've seen in the growth of our local archdiocese and the Catholic schools here. And also, I would encourage people to maybe give of their time. I think being able to volunteer and to connect and visit the schools, giving of your time, whether it's in tutoring or being able to substitute or help out in any capacity, is a great gift to our schools and the leadership. I think if you have the opportunity, please, you know, send along gratitude to the teachers and the leaders that are heroically and sacrificially serving our children in the most beautiful of ways and the most beautiful of challenges that's come out of this. And another way is, if you have the capacity and the discernment to do so, is to support our Catholic schools financially. I know at CCF there's a fund for Drexel Mission Schools to help support that cohort so that the initiative continues to thrive and therefore support the other schools as well. But most of all, offer gratitude, get involved, keep us in the prayer, and help celebrate and share the good news of the value and the impact our Catholic schools are making in the lives of our local church.
Wow. Okay, great. All right. So many ways that we can support and encourage and get behind our Catholic schools here in the local church, and so many reasons. Thank you both for that. So many reasons why we should, and we do join with you here at Practicing Catholic. We join with you in celebrating Catholic schools, especially in this Catholic Schools Week. So it's upon us. So just before we sign off, ladies, I'd like to get from both of you So Yen, I wanted to make sure I got all this. You mentioned CCF, the Catholic Community Foundation. Their website is ccf-mn.org. Gail, I believe you mentioned Minnesota, the Catholic Conference, which is mncatholic.org. And in fact, I see mncatholic.org/school_choice. We'll get to you to the school choice page there. But yeah, let me go back to you. How could people find out more about the Office for Mission, the mission of Catholic schools, and if they'd like to get more involved?
Sure. We have a phenomenal and dedicated and passionate staff, as you can see in the way Gail so enthusiastically shared about all the wonderful reasons our Catholic schools are doing so well. So you could reach out to any of the staff. There's the website of www.archspm.org/OMCE, which stands for Office for the Mission of Catholic Education. And that's a great place to start to reach out to any of us with any type of inquiry on how to get involved in shaping and forming the various Catholic schools in this archdiocese.
All right, wonderful. And Gail, any recommendations from you about how people can find out more?
Yes, Patrick, a shameless plug. A good part of my work is helping build a pipeline of teachers and leaders for our Catholic schools. And that's one of the greatest gifts, is that these teachers and leaders we have today, we stand on the shoulders of the priests and religious and teachers that have gone before us. So if you go to that archdiocesan webpage for our office, there is a button that says Serve in Catholic Education. And you can learn more there about teaching or leading in our Catholic schools. We need credible and qualified teachers to continue this great mission. So if you think you're called to Catholic school teaching or leadership, we would love to hear from you and have a conversation with you.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Gail Stolfi-Genfasano from the Office for the Mission of Catholic Education, so grateful you could join us on Practicing Catholic. God bless you both.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right. Paul and I are teed up and ready to highlight some of the great ways God is working in our midst and how you can continue to be involved. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.